Chapter 1, Tower Lane. The three of us grew up in a big house in Beverly Hills. We always called the house Tower Lane because that's the street it was on. It even sounds like it belongs in a fairy tale, does it? The house was at the end of a private road on a cul-de-sac, with a really long driveway. We had a pool that was shaped like a duck, and the jacuzzi was shaped like an egg. At least that's the way it looked from the upstairs windows of the house. We had a tennis court and a pool house that we called the tennis house, because it had all these rackets in there. We used to take tennis lessons, but the best time we had on the court was running around playing and spraying each other with the water hose. Our friends used to come over for tennis lessons and swimming lessons, and our mom would bring out iced tea and Girl Scout cookies. Our house was definitely the place to be. Those times will be embedded in our minds forever. They made us feel so happy and grand. In the back of the house, we had a forest. Well, it seemed like a forest back then, and we used to build our forts out there. We had a swing set with a really long swing. A spooky guy who looked like Daddy Warbucks lived next door. He had llamas and peacocks that would just run around all over his yard. Courtney used to shoot slingshots through the fence, but swears she didn't hit any of his animals. There were only three houses on our cul-de-sac, and Bruce Springsteen lived on one side of us. Then later, he bought the spooky guy's house, too. So we were surrounded on all sides by Bruce Springsteen. And Jay Leno lived down the street. We always saw him with his vintage cars when we walked our dogs. We had lots of animals, cats named Coco and Chanel, hamsters, huge turtles who always got lost on the property. There was a woodpecker that always knocked on the window of my dad's office. Courtney even kept four white mice called Eeny, Meeny, Miney, and Moe. It was horrible when Valentina, our little Bichon Frise, ate snail poison at a neighbor's house and died. Courtney and I shared a room then, and we can hear each other sniffling and crying over it at night. We also had two big Dobermans with Armenian names, Sarkis and Anoush. Whenever we wanted our friends to leave, we'd let out the Dobermans. Everyone would get so scared they'd run out and call their parents to pick them up. Our mom and dad first met in San Diego. She was 17 and working as a flight attendant. He was 11 years older and studying law at the University of California at San Diego. They both happened to go to the Del Mar racetrack one day. Our dad got one of his female friends to introduce herself to mom. Then the plan was for the friend to introduce mom to dad, and it worked. They actually didn't start dating until about a year later. Our dad definitely pursued our mom, not the other way around. But they were both really fun people, so they were drawn to each other. And 4 years after they began dating, they got married. Then the following year, when mom was 23, she had Courtney. Apparently, the woman was born to breed because at 24, she had me. And Chloe came along 3 years later. And Rob, 3 years after that. Then she started up all over again and had Kendall when she was 40 and Kylie at 42. Our parents just love to entertain and have people over, and people just love coming over to be entertained. Tower Lane was truly party central. On weekends, we'd have huge barbecues with our friends and our grandparents and aunts and uncles and cousins. The grown-ups would play tennis and we'd lay out in the sun. 80s music like Michael Jackson and Luther Vandross would be blasting everywhere. The parties we had at our house were totally amazing. Seriously, our parents were known for throwing the coolest parties ever. Everything was an event for them. Mom is such a social butterfly. She knows how to throw a party in like 2 seconds and it'll be the best one you've ever been to. When we were little, our parents always had a scavenger hunt on Eve. Their friends would meet up at our house, and then they'd have to go out and find little objects and things, such as a matchbook from the Beverly Hills Hotel, and then race to the house before midnight. One year, for the New Year's Eve party, we had can-can dancers, so the invitations Mom sent out were actual life-size chocolate legs. Mom also liked to throw surprise parties. She would go so over the top. It was great. We'd have pony rides and petting zoos at our house, or clowns, or all these people dressed up as cartoon characters. My 13th day party, the dog ate the cake. The next year, I had to have my party at Neverland because I dated Michael Jackson's nephew. So 20 of us drove to Santa Barbara in a big bus. There was amusement park rides and movies and a zoo with baby elephants. Definitely my most memorable party ever. We had awesome birthday parties from the get-go. Big Bird came to our house for Courtney's first birthday party. Not that Courtney technically remembers, of course, but she's seen it on video. We have practically our entire childhoods on video. Hey, maybe that's why it's so natural for us to live so much of our lives on camera with our TV show. Dad was absolutely glued to his video camera when we were kids. Everything we did, he documented it. It's very cool. We each have tapes, and we watch them a lot, especially now that our dad is gone. It's fun, but it's kind of sad that we never get to see him on camera. He was always holding the camera, filming, but at least we get to hear him talking. From the beginning, our parents taught us the huge importance of family. We always had dinner together, and we were never allowed to talk on the phone during dinner. Every night, we would do this thing called the peek and the pit. Our dad always started. We'd go around the table, and everybody had to say what the peak and the pit of their day was. You know, the best and the worst. One time, later on after we moved out of Tower Lane, we were having dinner with these really good friends of our parents, and we did the peak and the pit. When it was my turn, I said, well, the pit of my day was getting 2 traffic tickets because I went through 2 stop signs. But the peak of my day is being here with all of you because now my dad won't yell at me. We don't do the peek in the pit as often anymore, but we do it for special occasions like Chloe's wedding. Dad always got really involved in our lives, much more than a lot of our friends' dads. He always wanted to do stuff with us and was interested in our friends. He'd ask us, what homework do you have? And then tell us when it was time to go do it. He knew what was going on in school and he'd follow up with us, remembering to ask us things like, how did you do on your spelling test? And he came to all of our soccer games. He even coached us for a while. Our mom was really involved too. She used to take us everywhere with her, and she was even the leader of Courtney's brownie troops. That's why we like the movie Troop Beverly so much, because we swear that was just like our mom. There was always music in the house, which was completely wired with the stereo system. Our dad liked to listen to music everywhere, even in the bathroom. He was completely into doo-wop. We'd always listen to this 50s tape with songs like Soldier Boy, Lollipop, and Who Put the Bomb. We took fun vacations. For spring break, we usually went to Mexico, and every Easter we spent in Palm Springs. Sometimes we'd go to Hawaii. We always ate Thanksgiving dinner in a restaurant because for as far back as we can remember, we always went skiing in Vail every Thanksgiving with our family and some friends. We used to rent a house with an indoor swimming pool. The adults had a hot tub, and at night they played a game from a book of questions, which was all about sex. They thought we were in bed, but really, we were hiding out eavesdropping. One thing we really appreciated as kids was the way our parents always valued our opinions. Our dad would want to hear what you had to say, and he'd truly take it into consideration. It made you feel like a person and a respected part of the family. That probably has a lot to do with why we're so free to express our opinions with one another today, even when we're screaming them. Sometimes we kids would fight with one another, of course, but if we ever said things like, I hate you, our mom would always call us on it. No, you can't ever say that to your sister. She's your sister, and you have to love her. She's a part of your family, and the most important thing in the world is your family. People have mentioned to us they notice we say I love you all the time to each other. It's true. Even Rob does, which is nice because sometimes guys think they're too cool for that. We all think it's normal and natural, and we've always said it. But probably we exchange I love yous more since our dad. He used to say it all the time to us. He'd never get off the phone without an I love you, and we all still do that with each other. We think it's a good idea to say I love you as often as possible. You never know what could happen. If you love someone, make sure they know you do. Fashion faux pas, Kim. Sometimes Courtney liked to embarrass me when we were little. One time we were looking at a magazine and she said, Kim, do you know all these models' names? I didn't, of course. So she pointed to ads for different jeans and said, this model is named Jordache. This one's named Calvin. Like that. Then her friends came over and she asked me to recite the names of the models and I'd go, Jordache, Calvin. And she said, isn't Kim so dumb? And they all laughed, and I started to cry.